Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear, around 63. For the weekend, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs, mid-80s. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Wichita investigating following 5 suspected drug overdose deaths in the city over a 9-day period. Police said in a news release that in each case, evidence of crack cocaine was found. Police say a 38-year-old woman was the first to die on July 5th, followed by a 48-year-old woman on July 11th. The next day, police found a 56-year-old man dead, and on Tuesday, a 67-year-old man and a 44-year-old woman likely overdosed at a Wichita motel and died. Police said autopsies and toxicology reports will positively determine the cause in each of those deaths. Now to COVID in Kansas. With cases on the rise, the state reported 56 more Kansans were hospitalized in the period of Monday to yesterday. Along with that news, the fact that 1,155 Kansans tested positive for the virus in the same time frame. 8 additional COVID-related deaths also reported Monday to Wednesday. Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with a boost of a second fee. Expires 7/31.
Authorities in Sedgwick County say a detention deputy was assaulted by an inmate at the Sedgwick County Jail and has sustained multiple facial fractures. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the deputy was attempting to get the inmate to return to his cell early Tuesday after he had been let out to shower. Authorities say the inmate struck the deputy in the face with a closed fist at least twice, knocking him to the floor. The deputy received 15 stitches. A small aircraft made an emergency landing in Wichita yesterday afternoon. The emergency landing happened shortly before 5:30 near K-96 and West Street. The plane was a single-engine Piper Sport and registered out of Derby. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said the pilot was flying to Augusta from Boulder, Colorado. The pilot declared an emergency and experienced total engine failure and was diverted to Eisenhower National Airport in Wichita. The plane landed safely. The pilot, who was the only one on board, was not injured. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska launched a new website yesterday to provide weekly updates on the coronavirus just 2 weeks after it quit publicly reporting COVID-19 statistics. The state's decision to stop reporting coronavirus details was criticized by health experts who use the data to track the spread of the virus. Infectious disease specialist Dr. James Lawler with the University of Nebraska Medical Center said the decision to stop reporting data was poorly timed. Virus cases have nearly doubled in Nebraska over the past few weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. The new site includes basic statistics about the pandemic and vaccination campaign, but it doesn't include as much detail as the previous version of the dashboard. And according to data from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's 2021 Nebraska Farm Real Estate Market Survey, the value of agricultural land in Nebraska increased by an average of about 6% for the second consecutive year. Mid-America Network News.
Outdoor grilling on a propane grill is a fun and enjoyable activity. Be safe when grilling by keeping children and pets away from the grilling area and make sure your grill is on a solid level surface at least 5 feet away from combustibles. Always open your grill lid before lighting. Never leave your grill unattended and never grill inside a building. Keep propane cylinders outdoors. Refer to your grill's manufacturer's safety instructions for additional safety information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A tenfold spike in active COVID cases in Marshall County this past week, from 2 to 20, including two current hospitalizations, have raised concern of health care officials. At this time, the Marshall County Health Department is doing COVID-19 testing for symptomatic, travel, and pre-surgical people. They ask that if you are sick, you do not walk in the department or any other health care facility. Please call and set up a testing time. They're sending some tests to the state lab for Delta variant testing to determine if the highly contagious variant is present locally. You are further asked to call the health department with questions or to schedule a COVID-19 test or vaccination. Vaccinations are free and open to all over the age of 12. Positive cases had dropped considerably from springtime levels and until recently were very low. Marshall County is among tops in the state with vaccinations per capita, with over half of the local population immunized. Immunization does not completely eliminate the threat of contracting COVID, but has been shown to significantly reduce chances. And in those cases where COVID-19 is contracted, severity and the threat of death are reduced. The risk in cases mirrors a statewide trend, hitting numbers not seen since March, and Nebraska has seen a doubling in the number of positive cases in recent weeks. Washington County is to receive $150,000 in a third round of Coronavirus Community Development Block Grant funds to promote business retention among small businesses impacted by the pandemic. The award was among 18 communities and 7 rural counties in Kansas, receiving $4 million in the latest round, funded through federal monies distributed through the state agencies. Two previous rounds of funding addressed economic development and meal programs. The Kansas Lottery reports that a Marysville woman, Diane Stryker, won $15,000 with a lucky quarter that she used on a $3 instant lottery scratch ticket purchased at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville recently. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Centralia. If your tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines. Boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes. Don't use ice from a household automatic ice maker. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces. Water used for bathing does not generally need to be boiled. The advisory in effect until further notice, a boil water advisory for the city of Centralia. The carnival is scheduled to begin operations Thursday evening, continuing through Sunday at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Wristband nights are featured Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 6 till 10 p.m. with advanced discount wristbands available at the Extension Office in Marysville and the Fair Office in Blue Rapids. Livestock weigh-in is slated Friday from 2 until 6 with all 4-H and open entries, accepted Friday from 4 until 8. Other activities continue beginning Friday through Tuesday at the Marshall County Fair. KNDY will begin live coverage Friday afternoon from the fair in Blue Rapids. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away July 1st. A visitation is planned Friday 2 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Cabriel. Laura V. Ohm Shortle, age 98, of Topeka, passed away June 13th. Formerly of the Washington and Marysville areas, she is the sister of Marilyn Ohm and Grace Sadoff of Marysville. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, July 17th, 10:30 a.m., First Baptist Church in Marysville. Interment at a later date at the Marysville City Cemetery with the Southwest Chapel. Dove Cremations and Funerals of Topeka in charge of arrangements for Laura Ohm Shortle. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and peaches. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, five-way mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and carrot cake. KNDY News Time 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a front extending across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest that will bring showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. We'll see sunny skies for tomorrow, but we have more chances to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. We'll see temperatures ranging anywhere from the lower to mid 80s over the next several days. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms, upper 70s, around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 63. For Saturday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid-80s. And Saturday night will continue the chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature mid-July 92, record high on this date 115. The average low 69, the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. We are on the upper end of an inch or two of widespread precipitation totals across the region overnight. We received just shy of 2 inches here at the KNDY studios. 68 degrees, cloudy, overcast with a sprinkle or two lingering, and this should be the back end of this latest round of activity pushing east across our region. Still a concentration of precipitation in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. That activity, again, likely moving to the east and diminishing this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Calling all Marysville kindergarten through sixth graders. Are you ready for a fun night? Come join Marysville Berean Church Kids Night Out at Lions Park 3 Sundays in a row, July 25th, August 1st, and August 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We will have slime night, water and rocket night, even a movie night. Enjoy fun outdoor games while you learn about Jesus. A free supper will be served each night at 5:30. So kindergarten through sixth graders, make plans to join Kids Night Out. Teaching kids to live for Christ.
It's a three-game series now. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Bucks knotted the NBA Finals at 2 games apiece, led by Chris Middleton's clutch performance in last night's Game 4.
Good ball, picked up by Holiday. To Middleton, layup, goes! Giannis.
The call on the Bucks radio network. With much of the attention focused on Giannis Antetokounmpo, Middleton took over to set a new career playoff high with 40 points. Antetokounmpo, though, made a crucial block on DeAndre Ayton to prevent the Suns from tying the game late. Milwaukee edged the Suns 109-103 to make it a three-game series. Middleton glad to do his part.
I just try to let the game come to me. If the shot's there, I got to take it no matter what. No matter how many times I shoot in a minute, no matter how many times I miss. That's just the way I play the game.
Devin Booker, who led all scorers with 42 points, said this one stings.
The main objective is to win the game, so anything that goes on throughout the game, it doesn't matter.
Game 5 is Saturday night in Phoenix. NFL crime blotter, free agent quarterback Richard Sherman is facing several charges, including suspicion of burglary and domestic violence, after he was arrested outside his in-laws' home in Washington State. Sherman was booked into the King County Jail outside Seattle. Redmond, Washington Police Chief Daryl Lowe.
The officers parked a distance away from the location and approached on foot. Once they made contact with Mr. Sherman, they spoke with him. I'm told that even joked with him. It kind of ran the gamut of why they were there.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
You wonder how this will affect and impact his NFL future going forward. Obviously, teams that would have been interested in him will want all the details they can get. But something like this has to jeopardize his future and NFL career.
Sherman remains in custody after bail was denied. He's expected to make his first court appearance this afternoon. The British Open is officially underway at Royal St. George's Golf Club. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at mcactickets.com.
Pick up a copy of this week's July 15th edition of the Marysville Advocate to find out how you can win two Pit Experience tickets to the Beach Boys live at Alcove Springs July 31st. Included with the tickets, your chance to meet the Beach Boys and have your photo taken with the band. Entries due by Tuesday, July 20th by 5 p.m. Details in this week's July 15th edition of the Marysville Advocate.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has been providing building materials and resources to Marysville and surrounding communities. By continuing to support them, you're contributing to the overall well-being of your community and funneling resources back into the neighborhood. Hometown Lumber recognizes the importance of sustaining the unique character of the town and contributing to local causes. They're here to keep Marysville going strong for years to come. Thank you for shopping local.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House Agriculture Committee unanimously advanced a bipartisan bill yesterday authorizing $43 billion to expand rural broadband service nationwide by dramatically increasing USDA's expiring loan and grant program. The Broadband Internet Connections for Rural America Act would authorize $4.5 billion in annual funding starting in fiscal year 2022 for the Reconnect Rural Broadband Program through fiscal year 2029. The existing program, established as a pilot in 2018, would sunset June 30th. 2022, Congress provided $742 million for USDA rural broadband programs in fiscal year 2021. Ag Committee Chairman David Scott of Georgia did not know whether the bill would be folded into a bipartisan infrastructure package currently being negotiated between Congress and the White House. That package includes $65 billion for broadband funding. Bills introduced in the House and Senate would allow summertime sales of higher ethanol blends, addressing a recent court decision that found the EPA's waiver allowing year-round sales of E15 exceeded legislative intent. The bills would change the language in the Clean Air Act to extend the reed vapor pressure waiver, currently limiting to the 10% ethanol blend most commonly purchased by American gasoline users to fuels containing 10% or more of the biofuel. If enacted, the legislation would address the lack of certainty for summer 2022 E15 sales following the recent court decision to repeal a Trump administration regulatory fix. Similar legislation was led by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings said the legislation is needed following what he called an unfortunate court decision. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. It was a strong, positive day for our grains on Wednesday. Started well and finished well for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Looked good all the way across. September, Kansas City wheat up 16, 627 and three quarters. December up 16 and a quarter at 638 and three quarters. All three of the wheat markets were strong. In fact, September corn up 17 at 568 and a quarter. December up 18 at 558 and three quarters. So a good day there. Soybeans had a remarkable day on Wednesday. Some huge gains. August soybeans up 38 and a quarter at 14.53. September up 34 and a quarter at 13.94 and a quarter. Similar gains in most of the back months as well. Soybean products did nicely. August soybean meal up $12.20 at 3.68.70. September up 11.50 at 3.68.40. Mostly double-digit gains in the back months. August soybean oil 68 points higher at 66.22. September up 46 at 64.77. So it was a strong day in the soybean complex. Canola had a tough day. November canola down 23.30 at 8.93.50, while cotton was up. October cotton up 180 points at 90.57. In the livestock complex, fat cattle were up most of the day but finished lower. August live cattle down 50 at 121.25. October down 40, 126.77. Feeder cattle struggled all through the day. August feeders down 187 at 156.95, while September feeders were down 240 at 159.22. So we saw some pretty tough going for cattle. Hogs stayed up much of the day but finished lower as well. August hogs down 82 at 105.10. October hogs down 15 at 89.22. So after a mostly positive day, the livestock complex finished lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
No sale this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They will offer a sale next Thursday, July 22nd. For early consignment listings, contact sale barn manager Greg Bennett or any of their fieldmen. To see early consignment listings, go online to marysvillelivestock.com. We'll also have a list a week from today. Again, no sale today. They're on the summer schedule, offering sales every other Thursday. A reminder, a customer appreciation sale is coming up on Thursday, August 5th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'd like to salute all of the 4-H and FFA youth showing at this week's Marshall County Fair. Sunflower Power.
Don't miss the annual Washington County Fair, July 20th through the 24th. Entries arrive and judging begins Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday night, the RC Derby is back at 7:30 with Jason Callahan performing live from 8 to 11. Friday and Saturday night parades begin at 6 downtown with carnival games on the grounds following from 7 to 11. The Dueling Pianos perform live Friday night, 8:30 to 11:30. Saturday evening fun includes the Moto Rodeo, Watermelon Feed, Pedal Pull, and Rusty Ryerson in concert live Saturday with Molly Beaver performing from 8 to 11. Full schedule of events and more online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com and their Facebook page, Sunflower Power. Don't miss the annual Washington County Fair, July 20th through the 24th.
If you have more than you need, you might build a longer table. The origin of National Give Something Away Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 15th, the 196th day of the year. Actor Scott Foley has a birthday, and on this day in 1972, NASA's Pioneer 10 spacecraft became the first to ever enter an asteroid belt. If you're feeling a bit cluttered this summer, maybe it's time for a purge. Today is National Give Something Away Day, and there's a great chance that we all have something we can part with for a good cause. Charitable donations are at an all-time high thanks to online giving, but there are always organizations looking for physical donations. Consider donating an old blanket to your local animal shelter or some canned goods to a local food bank. If you make just a few phone calls, you'd be surprised at how many people could use what you can. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. A cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville and 68 degrees. Cooler temps today and scattered light showers this morning will taper off. We had quite a round of showers overnight. Heaviest rains fell early this morning. We were just shy of 2 inches here at the studios in Marysville. Hearing anything in that inch to 3-inch range across the area, but everybody got a nice soaking overnight. A lot of them in that 2-inch range. That's where we wound up here at studios. Just a light sprinkle or two lingering this hour. Far northeast corner of Kansas, southeast corner of Nebraska, receiving any remaining precipitation yet here over the next couple of hours.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday in a rare afternoon game yesterday. The Wichita Wind Surge scored 9 runs on 15 hits and a 9-3 win in the matinee against Tulsa. With that win, the Wichita Wind Surge is now back in first place in the North Division. Wichita will play Game 3 against the Tulsa Drillers this evening. First pitch set for 7:05 from Wichita's Riverfront Stadium. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby says the league is doing everything it can to encourage vaccinations for all of its athletes. He says the conference won't mandate the shots, but those not getting vaccinated will be required to submit to multiple COVID-19 tests weekly. That's what every athlete had to do through the last school year during the pandemic. Bowlesby says it's very short-sighted not to get vaccinations. He says unvaccinated players risk being unable to play. Rick Everett, Thursday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville, Post 163, American Legion baseball team opens zone play Sunday evening as a number 3 seed facing number 6 seed Hiawatha at Sabetha at 5:30.
Fourth seed Donovan County will face number 5 seed Seneca following. The top 2 seeds, Sabetha and Corning, drew a bye in the first round. If Marysville wins, they face Corning Monday at 6, with the other semifinal in the winner's bracket at 8. Loser's bracket play picks up Tuesday evening at Sabetha. Marysville Juniors face Kansas Senators Post 421 Friday evening, 8:30, at McDonald Field in Topeka. Play continues Saturday. Brackets are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
C&K Services will be caring for the Sabetha Raptors Junior and Senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home and victory. Good luck and way to go from the friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha.
KNDY.
Well, I love her, and she's leaving. She met a man who plays in a band last weekend, and he lives out on the West Coast. And she says she's gotta go, but it's a long, long way from Myrtle Beach to L.A. Anything could change her. Turn around, come back, and be mine. Happy endings happen all the time.